My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about if you should aim for an exit. So in this context, an exit means a business exit means selling your business, right? So Neil and I want to talk about kind of different ways to think about this, because a lot of people that we end up talking to, they keep focusing on that exit, right? So the question is, if that's even a worthy goal of aiming for. So Neil, what do you think?
I look at exits as it's too hard to plan a sale. If your business is doing really, really well and you're growing fast and your economics are there, sure, you can do it, but that's not most of us, just being quite frank. And when you're starting a business, you're starting from scratch, it's tough to plan for exit. But you know what's not tough to plan for? Creating amazing product or amazing service, building amazing business, hiring great people, you know, focusing on marketing and sales. I believe if you focus on the business fundamentals, you'll eventually be led down a path where you can get an exit. But on the flip side, if you focus your energy on the exit instead of building a business, a lot of times things just don't happen. You end up taking your eye off the ball and things don't work out the way you want.
Yeah. I think it was Mark Cuban that said something about planning for an exit is basically, I'm paraphrasing here, is kind of planning to fail, because you're not really thinking about the long term and there's constantly that exit goal in mind. And if you give that goal to everyone on your team, it's not also not very motivating, because also what's in it for them? And if we're building for an exit, what are we building for at the end of the day, right? So you should definitely structure and build your company for an exit, because what that means is building a great company culture, having a strong management team, planning out quarterly or annual goals. That type of stuff matters. So building that type of foundation matters. But if you're able to do that, someone might come hit you up and they'll give you some crazy number and maybe you'll take it at the end of the day. But I think, look, if your eyes on the prize for the long game, it's a much better thing. It's much more inspiring for people to play for. And if you look at the Warren Buffetts or the Charlie Mungers of the world, largely, if it's a good business, they're buying and holding, right? And so they've held See's Candies for the longest time. They've held Geico for the longest time, right? They've held Coke for the longest time. They're not necessarily trying to exit these companies unless it's an industry that's falling down, like newspapers. Like they sold out of newspapers, right? So it's a good thing to look at the top entrepreneurs out there, the top investors that are out there, and look at how they're thinking about things. But overall, what ends up working, what I believe, is you're going to get the best outcomes at the tail end, right? Which is way out there. And so it's better off, you're better off building for the long term.
Yeah. And as long as you follow that, you'll be fine. Don't worry about an exit. Again, as Eric and I mentioned, it's too hard to plan for, but don't take our word, take Mark Cuban's word. And generally speaking, just go out there and build an amazing business. Most people who have sold their company for millions of dollars, like hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, they didn't plan for exit. They just solved a problem and tried to build a really amazing company. That's the key. Solve people's problem as efficiently as possible and ideally as cheap as possible as well.
All right. If you want to learn more secrets about how to build or grow your dream business and talk about exits, go to marketingschool.io/training and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.